Daily Double. Dungeon Radio Show. Double Dungeon Radio Show. It's Wednesday, 6th de Mayo.
Oh, yeah.
What'd you do for Cinco de Mayo? How'd you celebrate?
I went to work.
You didn't go to work.
Well,
you did
like,
work.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I had work.
You didn't go to work. You had tequila shots at work.
I didn't.
You were doing the Zoom meeting and you closed your little camera lens for a second and I saw you do a shot with the salt and the lime.
I don't really drink tequila.
I saw you.
Adi. Wait, did we do anything relevant? No.
We ate pizza.
Okay.
And it was good.
Okay.
We ate pizza.
Yeah.
Adi, I've got the phrase of the day. That box of Annie's mac and cheese is staring at me, and I know you're gonna enjoy if I make that for dinner for you tonight, so I might make that.
Yeah. But you already made something else.
Yeah, but that's, you don't have to eat it. Phrase of the day.
Yeah.
You look so excited, number one. Phrase of the day, flower moon.
Why is that the phrase?
Because I have railed against this before. How come every full moon has to have a name now?
I assumed you were talking about something in Animal Crossing.
No, Flower Moon. Although we are the number one Animal Crossing with, what are the other ones?
Things.
I forgot the
Tiger
other stuff.
Tiger King, Prince.
I don't even like Tiger King, but it keeps coming up.
Maybe the joke's over.
Yeah, the joke's over.
Maybe.
Flower Moon. It's coming up on the 7th of May, which is tomorrow, the Flower Moon.
Are we doing a special show for it?
No, it's, they just keep like naming every full moon as some, oh, it's the wolf moon. Oh, it's the twin double dragon moon. I don't know. They keep coming up with crap.
They weren't secretly named that already?
I think they might have been, like, if you look in the Farmer's Almanac or whatever. Yeah. But it's like all of a sudden they're naming, just like how they're naming,
they're publicizing,
they're naming winter storms, which is the stupidest thing.
It's fun.
No, it's dumb. It's dumb.
And fun.
The only thing you need to know about a winter storm.
Dumb and fun. Two things that go together.
The only thing you need to know about a winter storm is if you have to go to school or not when you're a kid.
That's true.
Also, kids now, when they get the school canceled, the school will like send an email blast. There's no more, you don't have to wake up early and watch the news like we used to.
Oh, or we would listen to the
10-10 wins.
Yeah, and they would give us a list of schools that
you don't have to do that anymore because they send out an email, I guess.
That's
so,
almost disappointing, but yeah. I understand.
Yeah. I mean, it's much simpler. Anyway, we're all going to die. I didn't really do any grocery shopping today, so it's not going to be a grocery update. I did go to the hardware store for light bulbs, which we were out of, and it took me a long time to remember why we were out of light bulbs, and it's because I found those two new lamps, the brick-heavy lead.
Right.
I don't know. They're not lead. They're cast iron. But I forgot I had used all the light bulbs in those.
You accused me of hiding them.
Well,
I mean, really, you'd use the light bulbs.
You know, I have nothing to say. I didn't accuse you of hiding them. I don't believe I said that you
didn't
hid
even
them.
Accuse me. You just like
I heavily were, implied that you had
so
hidden them.
Sure that I must have.
I
done something.
I heavily implied that you had done something with light bulbs because I had just bought them, but I just remembered where they all went.
Garbage finds are just happening too quickly.
Anyway, I've been moving stuff around, redoing that shelf, which is coming out great. We're gonna get to it later. Some more information about that shelf. I also bought plastic quartz, which is my favorite thing to buy at the dollar store. I highly recommend, instead of buying stupid Tupperware, just buy
like
a bunch
Tupperware.
Of plastic. I hate Tupperware. You know why? Because it's
nice
all different
strong.
Sizes.
Can't you resolve that by only these committing
quarts,
to one size?
You just buy these quart. These quart containers are four for a dollar with the lid. How much is Tupperware?
I don't know, but I really miss like having...
Well, I like these Chinese quarts, the Chinese food quart containers.
Feels
so I had to go buy some more because I made some more soup, and I'm going to put some in the freezer. And
I don't remember the last time I had real Tupperware.
Well, we don't have real Tupperware. You know what? No, You know what? I do like real Tupperware. I don't like this. I don't like the fake Tupperware that's just plastic, thin plastic with a blue lid.
No, I'm talking about like solid, legit. Yeah,
if you're talking about the '70s Tupperware where it's like, you know, a millimeter thick all the way around.
Yeah,
I actually like that. And
you trust it.
Grandma had the ones that they have like a button on them. And so you push the button down and then put it on, and then it like seals and vacuum.
It's amazing.
Okay, so Tupperware is great, but not new Tupperware, old Tupperware. So let's get some of that. Actually, it's probably, the plastic's probably rotten, and it probably has BPA and stuff
in it. There's gotta be quality Tupperware still today.
I don't know. We'll see. We'll look into it. LA is reopening. They reopened trails and stores, and they are planning on reopening theaters next.
Okay.
Which the trails thing made me wonder. Hasn't Frank been posting from various trails? They're supposed to be closed. He's breaking the...
He's been out there.
Hiking is outlawed.
But yeah, like, he and his partner, they've been the only ones in those pictures, so...
I hope she...
Doesn't seem...
I hope she can forgive me for what I've done to those plants. I've done my best.
You've been doing it's not like they gave you an illustrated guide of which ones need more water than others.
You've been doing your best. I went 2 days apart because I realized some of them... They're on different schedules. Some of them, like, really... It's obnoxious.
There's so many of them, and they're all different types, and they don't tell you anything.
It's at least 15 plants, and they're various types, too, like cactuses and... I don't know what this one is, but I'm definitely killing it, and I'm trying my best not to, but it's definitely dying.
The one you're talking about has been dead.
No. There's another one with circular leaves that's totally dying.
Oh no, not the cute one.
Yeah, it's really cute, but I think I'm killing it, and I'm trying not to.
Are you watering it too much? Okay, we can figure this out.
It's bad. If you ever need somebody to water plants, find somebody other than me, because I can't do it.
No, just give them instructions.
Our plants are dying. How are my jalapenos?
That's because you live with me, and it's my fault.
I have to check on my jalapenos tomorrow, and my tomatillos. So they're outside.
We'll see
so
what
hopefully
happens.
It's been raining, so hopefully they're doing well. The New York subway shut down for the first time in 115 years last night. That's pretty impressive.
That's one word to use.
They kicked out like 200 homeless people. Over 200 homeless people.
I thought the number was like 2,000, and the mayor was like, that's too high.
The number of homeless people?
And that they helped 200 people or something.
Let me see here.
I don't know. He was like, I think that number's wrong. And I'm not sure if the reporting got updated to say that number was wrong.
I'm checking because that's definitely way more than I read.
Is a bummer, and I don't know.
Yeah, I'd read
I don't know what I'm talking about. I know they...
I'll be checking with one eye while also doing this report.
I think they got 200 people to agree to go to a shelter or other
so you think there were 2,000? 2,000 actually sounds about right, based on...
I'm not saying I'm right. I think it was around 200 that they got to agree to go elsewhere.
Around midnight on Wednesday, more than 1,000 NYPD officers descended.
Yeah. So,
83-year-old man. A lot of officers.
I mean,
The city engaged 252 homeless individuals on Wednesday, 139 of whom were moved to shelters or safe havens. So... Last year, there were roughly 2,200 homeless people living inside the system. I wonder what happened to Food or a Dollar Gay.
We're not on the train line anymore.
I've ridden that, and I didn't see him every time I'm over there. Because every once in a while, I have to go up to... He used to be on the N. I rode it somewhat recently, and he wasn't on there.
I wonder what happened to him.
Food or a Dollar.
Yeah.
Food or a Dollar.
Where is that guy?
I don't know. If you've seen Food or a Dollar Gay, give us a call.
Tell us.
Cuomo says that they did a study of the new people being admitted for coronavirus here in New York City, and that the majority were elderly, the majority were ethnic of some kind, and they also had all been staying home. And they got sick somehow still. So he's calling for expanded social distancing even further than we've already been doing and more policies to be put into effect. So this is good when we're supposed to be opening.
They've been staying home. So is it from people that they live with? Is it from deliveries that they're getting because they need to get food?
They didn't say that. They said just the social distancing, meaning people passing it to the elderly is what he was concerned about. So I fully expect that we're all going to be frozen in carbonite and let this pandemic just ride out. That's the plan.
I don't know about that.
I don't know.
I'm really tired of being here.
They should just give everybody their own boy in the bubble. So that's the solution. Adi.
Yeah.
Let's talk about politics. So yesterday I was talking about how Trump said that the coronavirus panel was going to be dismantled and that there might not be anything to take its place.
Oh, yeah.
Today he reversed course completely, saying that the coronavirus panel will stay together.
Sure. Sure. Does any of this mean anything?
Did he just make that up offhand? I think we're going to get rid of it. And then today they were like, well, you can't get rid of it yet. We're still supposed to be. And then he was we're not getting rid of it.
Still happening.
Yeah.
Still
out there. I just...
Still a problem.
Again, it's not even that I hate him with every fiber of my being. I just wish that he had a little foresight when he speaks. Is it what?
Oh, he's dealing with our pineapple. Looks worse than before.
We'll take care of it tonight.
Sorry to interrupt.
I'm going to put some yogurt in and make a smoothie. How about that? That sounds good, right?
You're contagious.
Biden, in the latest national polling.
Yeah.
Up 4 points. He was losing last time I checked, which was a long time ago.
How?
I mean, it's not like Trump is doing well.
Yeah.
He's got 53% of people are dissatisfied with Trump's performance. So, I mean, I don't think he's going to win if he goes to November, but that's impressive.
He's
up. He's up while living in a bunker and doing like one media thing a week. So, good job. Guy.
Great promotion.
This is a very upsetting story. De Blasio and the chief of police announced that there are to be no protests in New York City. No physical protests. De Blasio said, people who want to make their voices heard, there are plenty of ways to do it without gathering in person. Which, as we all know, does nothing. Especially if you've seen Hypernormalization by Ian Curtis. Ian Curtis?
I don't know.
Adam Curtis. I think it's that. I don't remember.
What?
Hypernormalization, though. He talks about how raging online accomplishes nothing. That's like a main takeaway from that movie. And it's fantastic, and you should watch it. The chief of police said, we're in a pandemic, and executive orders have been issued. These are the laws that have been passed down through the executive order to keep people alive. And while we greatly, greatly respect the right of people to protest, there should not be protests taking place in the middle of a pandemic by gathering outside and putting people at risk.
I see.
This is in response to, I guess there was a group of Pride protesters protesting a hospital, which I'm not sure exactly what.
Were they protesting the Central Park route?
I don't know.
Samaritan's Purse?
Yes, that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're right. I forgot the Central Park Hospital was run by a fundamentalist Christian group, right?
Just anti-LGBTQ.
They're a church that is specifically, their whole thing is that they hate gay people.
Well, no.
I think they're fundamentalist Christian. I think they're based out of some other country, too.
I mean, they're going away.
Anyway, they're leaving, along with the ship already left. We didn't cover that, but the ship is gone. Comfort is gone.
Yeah, and thanks for all the help.
New York has no comfort anymore. Anyway, let's go to the last segment. Adi.
What's up?
If people want to give us a phone call.
They can.
It's very easy. You just need a telephone.
And they should.
And you need a finger. Actually, you don't even need a finger to push the buttons on the phone.
It's ableist.
It is ableist. Thinking about rotary phones. Grandma used to have one of those.
You didn't grow up with one?
I have to look up. I haven't thought about that. I wonder if they still work. You think they do? You think
the phone system
is still... Let's look it up. That's an interesting thing to think about. I would love a rotary phone.
They're fun.
The only thing is that, like, doing bank and whatnot, I remember even as a kid, they were like, if you are on a rotary phone, please press zero to speak to an operator because you can't go through the system. Anyway, what was I saying? Oh, well, people can call us. Our phone number, as always. We did receive some clips today, or some phone calls today, so I'm going to play them right now. First is Abram.
Hi, Double Dungeon. This is Abram. I'm just calling because I would like to say hello to Audio's dad and say that I hope that he's doing well, and hopefully he listens to the show. If not, Audio, you can tell him. Okay. Take care. Bye!
Still going?
it just ended.
I wonder if
he said that he's going to start doing shout outs to people that we can play when we have no other clips. So we do have other clips today, but that is the first of many shout outs, I guess.
Find out if my dad caught up yet, because he was like kind of binging listening to the show. Yeah,
he's probably pretty close.
Probably.
Right? I don't know, Eddie. If you are listening to this and it is near the 6th of the Mayo, give us a phone call. And I will play Abram's second message now.
Hi, Double Dungeon. It's Abram again. I'm calling because I was just thinking about how Papa used to make like a dog bark sound like a little dog, but it sounded really, really a lot like a little dog, and how I can't make that sound with my mouth, and I have no clue how he did it, but it sounded exactly like a small dog yapping. Maybe you can do it, Rafa, or tell people what it was like. But I just thought that was pretty impressive, because I'd never heard anybody who's able to do a dog bark like that. All right. Bye!
He did used to do that. It was like, ow!
Really?
I can't even do it. Yeah. Yeah, I forgot about that. He did used to do that a lot, like a little dog bark. And I have no idea how to do it.
Just like when he felt like it?
Yeah. He used to do that. He used to whistle really loud, and he didn't need to use his hand or anything, but he could to make it even louder.
Oh, cool.
And
he can't whistle at all.
Yeah, he used to... I can't whistle like he used to do either, and I've tried. Yeah, he used to be able to whistle at, like just with his mouth, but then he could also do the thing where you stick your fingers in and do that.
Yeah.
He could do that too. And cool. So we would be at like Costco or something, and he would whistle so loud, and you know, we knew no matter where we were, we all had to run to the front. So
that's funny. Yeah. Wow.
But yeah, so I forgot about him doing dog yells, yelps. We also received a call. It said it was from Andrea. So I guess maybe Catfish used Andrea's phone. I don't know, but it's Catfish. It's not Andrea. So here we go.
A mellow hello, Double Dungeon. We just watched Demolition Man that was created in 1993, but portrayed 1996 as a PP-soaked heck hole. Anyhow, there's a lot to say about this film, but most importantly is that there's two versions of the film, because there are several scenes where they talk about Taco Bell. They worried that the European audience wouldn't understand Taco Bell, so they did a version with bad dubbing, and every Taco Bell reference was Pizza Hut. So they changed every visual sign to Pizza Hut. Both are owned by Yum! Exclamation point brands, and it's still worth a watch. Take care. Love you. Bye.
Wow. So they're changing it doesn't necessarily detract from the movie's quality.
What happened was, because the international market, Taco Bell is not in every market, but Pizza Hut is. That's why they switched it over to Pizza Hut. And in the movie, they explain that the only restaurant that won the fast food, or that won the restaurant wars in the movie, is Taco Bell. And so they go out and eat fancy food, and it's Taco Bell food, but it's like a single chip served like sushi style, like very artisanal.
Really?
You never watched Demolition Man?
No.
It's fantastic.
Watch it and I fell asleep, but that must have been years ago.
Demolition Man is an action movie that is actually very like cohesive and not just dumb the whole way through. It's actually pretty compelling. They are making a sequel. They just announced, I should say Sylvester Stallone just announced that he is back for a sequel. Hopefully it has Wesley Snipes in it as well, because he needs money, but also he's still a good actor. Much better than Stallone. Stallone is like the worst recently.
It's the worst.
And I also wanted to say that, yes, they are owned by the same company, which leads to this. This intro is longer than I remember.
Yeah, it's a little long.
Anyway, that's Das Racist, which is no longer a band, but the big fat guy comes to my bar sometimes. Anyway, that's our calls for the day.
Woo! Daily Double.
So I said I was working on redoing the shelves over here, which also gave me time to reevaluate which game systems I had out, and I realized I really wanted my Sega CD plugged in. The Sega CD has actually risen drastically in price. It's like double what it was last time I checked. I just checked yesterday. Remember, I bought it from the Polish guy with the gross facial condition. Yeah. I don't know what it
was. But he was very rosacea, nice.
I guess. But yeah, he was very
he
nice.
Offered that Corona.
He offered me coronavirus.
No.
Oh, it was just Corona.
Yeah.
But yeah. Beer. So I checked it, and it's like that setup that I have is like almost $200 now. Anyway, so I set it back up, and I was playing last night, and Sega CD is actually pretty fun.
Ray.
And you're going to play Snatcher, which is a great game.
I mean, you suggested it.
But I think you would enjoy it because you love games that are reading, and that is literally just a book with some actions involved.
Yeah, I don't, at this point, want too much action.
There's only, like,
it's just mainly
I think
reading.
There's only two or three action scenes in the entire game where you have something. Yeah, like, there's one where you have to shoot little robots that are climbing at you, and there's another one, I think, that... There's at least one other shooting one. I think it's the snatchers, and you have to shoot at them. Anyway, it's a great game. I have one other note here. Oh, the best game for Sega CD is Snatcher. But also, there's a game called Lords of Thunder that's actually pretty good. You're like a little guy flying around shooting at stuff.
Yeah.
And one last thing is that I need to replace the internal battery because it's dead. So it has...
Oh, really?
It uses the battery for save states, and so... Now that I think about it, you shouldn't play Snatcher until I replace the battery. But I need a soldering iron to do it. So I need to just buy a...
Risky.
I need a soldering iron. Well, I just need a solder. No, it's actually not that hard. You just have to take off the RF shield. That's the hardest part, which is soldered on. Okay. But I also need a soldering iron so I can make that phone. That's like the perfect project for right now. I need to just buy one, a small one. Anyway, Sega CD. It's great. It's a good system. I actually like... It's got a version of Final Fight, which a lot of people know, because I think a new one just came out, maybe. But Final Fight, it's a good one. You're contagious. Banksy donated a piece to a hospital in England. Did you see this?
No.
Banksy, who we all know as the graffiti artist, sent a framed painting, which I'm sure is probably, you know, going to be worth $4 billion or something.
Destroy itself in the hospital?
That would be kind of funny. But no, it's just a painting of like a kid playing with a nurse action figure.
Yeah.
While his Spider-Man and Batman action figures are on the side, not being played with. Because, you know, the real superheroes.
The real heroes.
Yeah. And I gotta say, Banksy doesn't know how to paint. It's like his stuff is really tacky, really poorly rendered. But he's very, very well known because people people like his, you know, the goofy, whatever, I don't know, Maurizio Catalan. He's who Banksy should be. He's actually good.
Oh, you're a big fan.
Yeah, I love him. Daily Double. I wanted to talk about one of the worst things that's ever happened to me.
What do you mean?
Last night, I discovered that Mookie had a big knot of hair in her butt, and I was trying to remove it, and what time was it? It was like 1 in the morning.
I don't know. It was way too late. And it was like 1 in the morning. Probably heard.
It was like 1 in the morning, and so I'm like pulling on this knot of hair, and that's the thing is her hair. If you pull on it, it actually comes out fairly easily. It's just knotted in
like
because
a cotton ball.
Yeah, like a cotton ball. And I was pulling on it, and she started screaming at the top of her lungs, and it was so loud,
freaking out.
And she was trying to swat me in the face.
She's the worst.
2 seconds later, not even 2 seconds later, she was completely happy and fine and just wanted her food.
Yeah, no, as soon as you put her down, she like turned back around and was waiting for you to give her a snack or something. And she just had a fit.
She was like, at the top of her lungs.
I'm like, oh my gosh, she's such an actress. She didn't even run away. She clearly was fine. She just would turn right around and looked at you like, where's my food?
She's the worst. And if you wake up one day and she's gone,
she deserves an Emmy.
Just don't ask any questions. Yeah, she did. There you go. A cat Emmy.
Yeah.
For Cats, the movie.
Wait, no.
Jellicle
like
cat.
A lifetime award.
Jellicle cat.
No, it's not about that. You're
contagious. It's supposed to snow here. Did you hear about this?
Is it? It's May.
It's like 40. It's like 45 degrees out, and they're saying that it might snow. That's nuts.
Well, I'll enjoy it if it happens.
If it does, we should take Mookie out and let her go.
No. Daily double.
they just announced that RoboCop is going to be appearing in Mortal Kombat 11.
Okay.
Number one, I didn't realize that it was Mortal Kombat 11 already. That's a lot of Mortal Kombats. Number two, RoboCop is great, but I looked at a quick video and he's too small compared to the other characters.
Yeah.
He should be bigger and blockier.
Really?
Yeah. They didn't render him right. But he is voiced by Peter Weller, who is RoboCop. I wanted to also share that there was a time when I was a kid and I went to a sleepover party at my friend JJ's house, and my friend Josh was there as well, and Mortal Kombat 3 had just come out, I believe.
Oh, wow.
It was either 2 or 3. I think it was 3, though. And they had it on, I want to say, Genesis. And that was like the main point of the thing, was to play Mortal Kombat 3. And but we also, JJ had a Ouija board. And they were playing Ouija board, and they were like, come on, come play. And I was like,
yeah.
I don't want to. And so I didn't, because Ouija boards freaked me out. So I didn't. I just pretended to be asleep.
Oh, that's so cute.
Ouija boards. Don't play with them. Not even once. I wanted to say that one of my favorite musicians died today, who is Florian of Ralph and Florian, and also Kraftwerk. Ralph and Florian was their first project. And then Kraftwerk, who we all know because they are super influential, meaning most electronic bands that you hear now are based on Kraftwerk sound. I saw Kraftwerk with Frank in 2009, I think. 2009? Maybe it was 10 years ago.
Maybe.
But Florian had just left the band like a year before, so he wasn't there. It was only Ralph. And it was still a good show. But they're an excellent band, and I have a lot of their albums on vinyl. And I'm very sad, but he was 73. He died of cancer, not coronavirus. But, I mean, he did a lot, so that's good. His music is excellent. You should listen to it. Good stuff. You sent in this article. Apparently a...
When I send you things, it's to you. It's not like I'm necessarily sending it in.
A lawyer.
You're my husband.
A lawyer... was sanctioned because during a mediation he was jiggling his butt and insulting the plaintiff.
I'm unclear on
the whatever site you're getting these news stories from. Yeah. They don't actually do a good job like describing what happened. So apparently
it's a legal industry website.
That's what it is. Okay. So here's the article. Says U.S. District Judge Lee Rosenthal has ruled in a motion for sanctions and she isn't happy about it, opening her decision with one of the sentences a judge does not imagine, much less welcome, writing includes the words butt shaking in describing a lawyer's alleged actions at a mediation. Sadly, those words fit here.
Not being professional.
Abram shouldn't be a lawyer. He would shake his butt too much. You're contagious. All right, last thing. So today I decided I wanted to make some soup, but a different soup. And I made sort of broccoli cheddar. And it came out, I think, pretty good. You don't like it, I can tell.
It's okay.
You don't like it because it's got nacho in it. So what happened at some point I got...
smells like the nacho cheese.
I got nacho cheese from work. But the thing is that it's just like very... it's spiced, but it's still pretty generic. So
I like the spiciness.
I sauteed some Polish sausage and onion and garlic, and then I made a bechamel, and then I added in the nacho cheese, and it came out, I think, delicious.
That's pretty good.
You don't like it, I can tell.
I like it enough. I'm gonna eat it. We have a ton of it.
I know, I made a lot.
So I'm gonna help eat it.
Well, you better, because it's got Polish sausage and I'm not supposed to be eating that.
Oh, no. Why did you put it in?
Oh, and broccoli. A lot of broccoli. And it, I think it came out good. And I've been working on my cream soups during this pandemic, which is good because I obviously had no idea what I was doing before based on how big of a difference my watching Daddy Jack's. Good. Daddy Jack's gave me the truth, which is lots of cream and lots of flour. So anyway, let's get out of here. Oh. I think that's good.
Okay.
I'm going to go work on the shelves more. You can watch more Gilmore Girls. Oh, yeah, I gotta make a smoothie.
I don't want to look at it again.
I'll cut it up right now.